Well, yesterday we spoke with Derek Thompson of The Atlantic about how record executives make decisions about who to sign and what to play based on online data about the music people like. Thompson's conclusion? The process is making music much more bland because people like to hear what sounds familiar. Well, now New Hampshire composer Greg Wilder is also building software to search data, but it's to find new sounds. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, New Hampshire Public Radio's Sean Hurley has more.
Greg Wilder and his wife Allison Conard are composers and computer programmers. Together in their log home in Warren, New Hampshire, they design websites for artists. But music is at the heart of everything they do, and music is the first thing Greg Wilder can remember.
So I started music at the age of three. I actually started playing the piano at three. It was something that I was deeply obsessed with. I mean, it was really all I did.
Wilder put himself through music school by playing in jazz bands. After graduating, he continued composing while supporting himself by playing anywhere he could, often finding himself improvising in musical languages he wasn't familiar with.
That experience got me thinking, actually, a whole lot about how am I doing this? You know, like, I'm able to intuit this, but I don't even know how I'm doing it. You know, there's got to be some rules that I'm using in my mind to do it.
To find out what those rules might be, Wilder wrote a simple software program that could analyze different pieces of music and discern their similarity. And quite by accident, Wilder found that he'd created a tool with commercial potential. Venture capital was found, a team was hired, and Clio was born.
Clio was able to analyze millions of tracks of music and compare them all to determine which of those tracks are musically similar.
Although developing the similarity engine proved to be a kind of lost weekend to Wilder's larger goal, it provided him with a remarkable insight.
I realized that so many people are just copying other people, not knowing it, right? There's so much of the same things that are going on.
Somewhere, someone, and maybe many someones, were busy composing songs similar, for example, to Wilder's own music. The humbling conclusion stood in direct conflict to his goals as a composer.
As a composer, I'm always looking to expand and go out further to something new. I mean, that's what composers do, especially in the classical realm. We try to shoot out to where no man has been before, you know. It's hard for us to imagine this today, but in Beethoven's time, so much of the music that he was producing was unimaginable to those folks at that time.
Was there a way, Wilder wondered, to devise software that could survey the entire musical landscape and find those places that hadn't yet been explored? Could he create, in a word, the machine equivalent of a Beethoven?
And using machine learning techniques, figure out which aspects make the pieces unique. And by capturing that identifiable character, the idea is to then create new music that might contain some of that magic dust.
So Wilder created Isomer, and over the last decade, the software program has bloomed into a suite of tools that not only analyzes every aspect of a given musical piece, but can ingest thousands of songs and create new music based on their forms. As an example, Wilder starts up Isomer and lifts the Dictionary of Musical Themes off the coffee table.
This is literally 10,000 musical themes, so I fed that into Isomer to start. So here is one of them, number 4,119. And from that, I had the machine then create 10,000 new melodies. And now, this is the cool part.
Wilder next has Isomer compare the 10,000 new themes with samples of music he most loves, Brahms, Beethoven, and some of his own work.
I fed that into Isomer and said, go find me melodies from this new library that are similar in certain characteristics to the Brahms, the Beethoven, and the Wilder.
Almost all of the 10,000 new themes were discarded by the parameter, but a short list of candidate melodies emerged. Wilder selected one and then sent Isomer on its most complex task, to turn the selected melody into a full performance.
This is what it came up with.
Wilder doesn't suggest that Isomer's music is particularly listenable, but he believes he's begun to blur the line that divides man-made from machine-made.
I hope that I can live long enough to see the work through and to have the machine be creating music that no one knows is from a machine.
And working alongside Isomer.
I want to create sort of the music of the future, or music that has not been imagined before.
For Here and Now, I'm Sean Hurley.
And especially with Sean's voice, it sounds like the Twilight Zone. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. In association with the BBC World Service, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.